links between boomer misbehavior and national stagnation. There is, as it happens, a diverse and large body of evidence to support the case. It didn't have to be this way, and for a long time, nothing like America's present dilemma seemed remotely probable. In 1946, the United States was unquestionably the richest, most dynamic country the world had seen, a nation that overcame the tragedies of the Great Depression and two world wars to achieve remarkable gains in prosperity and freedom. Success built on success, and while there had been occasional setbacks like the Korean War, the assassinations of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King, the Vietnam debacle, and the stagflation of the 1970s, America just kept leaping ahead until one day it didn't. This is odd, because by historical standards, every challenge after 1946 was minor compared to what had come before. All should have been easily surmounted, and for a time, most were. But the fact is that American dynamism did peter out, no later than the 1990s. The question that originally perplexed me wasn't the semi-academic paradox of the antisocial society. It was something more direct. Why isn't 21st century America doing vastly better? Readers under 40 might pose the question a little differently, not as, "Have we been screwed?" They already sense the answer to that, but how badly? And